Issues Etc. is listener supported. We rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Now, if you appreciate Issues Etc., please consider making a tax-deductible gift today. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And thanks for your support.
The seven last words of Christ. The third word. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. Jesus, loving to the end, her whose heart your sorrows rend, and your dearest human friend, hear us, holy Jesus. May we in your sorrow share, for your sake all peril dare, and enjoy your tender care, hear us, holy Jesus. May we all your loved ones be, all one holy family, loving since your love we see, hear us, holy Jesus. A reading from St. John, chapter 19. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. He had an obligation to provide for his mother under the fourth commandment. But he was also getting married. In Jesus' death upon the cross, Jesus was being united to his bride, the church. Like the first Adam, whose wife was formed from his side, so the bride of the second Adam would be formed from his side. The blood and water that pours forth in love from Jesus' side creates the church through baptism and nourishes and cares for her through the Lord's Supper. So Jesus appointed John to take care of his mother. The relationship with Mary and Jesus had fundamentally changed. She, who had suckled him at her breast as an infant, would now be a member of his body, the church, and be cared for by him in a different way. He would serve her and every member of his bride, the church, by laying down his life in death for her. This was all so much better. At the wedding in Cana of Galilee, at the beginning of John's gospel, Jesus manifested the glory of his love by changing water into wine. The best was yet to come. No earthly marriage can ever measure up to the marriage between Christ and his bride, the church. It is the perfect marriage because it is fulfilled with sacrificial love from the bridegroom to his bride. It is this love that makes her beautiful and takes away all her sin. He takes full responsibility for the failings of his bride, and he does so willingly and freely, and he covers her with mercy. This is the one marriage that never ends. And even in death, they are never parted. In Jesus' union with his bride, the church, the word of God is ultimately fulfilled. What God has joined together, let not man separate. No one can separate Jesus from the bride of his love. You and I are called to find our life in Jesus and in his love for us as members of his bride, the church. To be a Christian is to live from his loving us. Only then can we, in this life of sin and failure, make a beginning at loving one another. Only in receiving Jesus' love can our lives and marriages and families begin to taste of the sweetness of that love in the forgiveness and sacrifices of love that we make for one another. Let us pray. Most gracious and faithful Savior, as you provided for your mother even as you were joined to your bride, the church, in your suffering and death upon the cross, so teach us to believe that you have provided for us, as members of your bride, the church, clothing us with your righteousness and declaring us beautiful and without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.